And joining us on Front and Center are the owners of the Grotto Restaurant and Mrs. G's Gift Baskets, located at 634 Watertown Avenue in Waterbury, Bernadette and Joe Graziosa. Bernadette and Joe, welcome to Front and Center.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. He's right.
And, you know, we'll start with you, Joe. Give us a little history as to when you and Bernadette bought the restaurant.
The Grotto started in 1938, and then my mom went to work around 1948 for the two owners, and she filled in 2 weeks for my cousin who went on vacation, and my mom never left. She was here for forever, and we purchased it in the '60s.
And it was actually April 1st of 1970.
And then I worked in the Grotto, my grandmother, my brother, my father, my cousins, over the years. So I was pretty little when I started. My first job was cracking eggs. And I'd sit on a milk crate and crack the eggs, because all the pasta we make, the raviolis and the cavatelles, we use fresh eggs, not powdered eggs.
Wow.
And that was a big job. Then I got a promotion to washing dishes. Now, I was little. I used to stand on a milk crate, wash the dishes. It was much more fun to cracking eggs than doing more forks, more knives, more dishes. Oh, it was like unbelievable. And then I worked for the Grotto on and off for many years. And then I like some kids want to be a fireman, some want to be a policeman. I always wanted to own the Grotto. And when their fella retired, he talked to my mother, and then that's when my mother, my father, Bernadette, and I bought the Grotto.
So
again, that was like around the 70s.
Right. Now, Joe, did you approach Bernadette? Did you two of you sit down together and say you wanted to buy the restaurant? How did that work?
Well, I think it was Bernadette when we were talking about it, when Leo Mara was his name, and he started talking to my mom about he wanted to retire. And that's when Bernadette and I started talking with my mother and father.
So it was definitely like a family decision. We talked about it, and we all had, you know, something to bring to the business, and that's how it started, and the rest is history.
Well, and let's face it, this was a big decision, because not only do you have to make an investment in capital, you've got to make an investment in time, right?
Yes, definitely, and we did do that, we all had specific jobs that we were responsible for in the business. We kind of broke it down. And, of course, we all got involved with the food end of it. But it really was something that worked out very well. I handled all the administrative piece of the business, but also learned what to do as far as not so much the food production, but being able to talk to the customers, talk about the product. And I was doing that. And, of course, Joe got right into the production and everything that his mother always did for the company, you know, with the manufacturing of the cheese and meat ravioli, the pastas, the making of the sauce every day. That has been his really forte all these years. Plus, dealing with the customers.
Joe, talk a bit more about how the pasta is made fresh, the sauce. Talk about that.
Well, every day we're open. We start the sauce fresh every day. We get our puree from California, one of the higher end products, and we make it every day. We jar it every day. The cavatelles we make almost every day. And the meat ravioli we make a couple times a week, and the cheese ravioli. Then we bag all this stuff up and box it and jar it, and we sell it to local grocery stores. And then we make our own lasagnas, we make our own marigots and stuffed shells. All this stuff we sell to either here or little mama and papas. and we have a number of those, so that keeps us busy.
Wow. How about the gift baskets? When did that idea come about?
Well, that started, believe it or not, back in December 15th of 1989. I just celebrated 26 years doing the gift baskets, and it was kind of an idea. Just to back up a little bit, you know, I always worked. I worked in corporate for many, many years. And I came full time with the business in 1989, earlier that year. And I had, for some reason, I just had an idea of taking a jar of our bottled sauce and our salad dressing that we also bottle, and also some Italian food products, because what we have here in our location, when you first walk in, it's kind of like a little mini Italian store, or we could say everyone always says like a pantry, and we were selling, you know, cookies and jarred vegetables, all Italian products, and some candy. So I just put some of those items together and started doing some gift baskets. But it just quickly it started. I was speaking to some of my friends about doing this, and one woman said to me, "Well, I want you to make me some baskets. And I want to pick them up for Christmas." And I said, "Oh, I'm only talking about it." And she says, "Oh, well, I want these for December 15th, and I know you can do it." And I did it, and that's how it all started.
And the rest is history, as they say.
Again, we have to say the rest is history. And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful business to be kind of a little spinoff of the Grotto Restaurant. And still love what I'm doing.
Now you also cater, is that correct?
We do, and Joe can speak to that.
Talk about that, Joe.
Yeah, the catering, like we've been here so long that we would do in our restaurant, we would do engagement parties or wedding rehearsal parties, and then through the years, these people would have children. Then we'd do their birth of them. Then we'd do their birthdays or anniversaries. And over the years, these kids now are moms, and they're bringing in their children and their boyfriends, and it's just something that grew with the Grotto. So our catering, and we do things for drug reps, pharmaceutical reps that send them to doctors and all. Any occasion, we cater.
Talking with Bernadette and Joe Graziosa, owners of the Grotto Restaurant at Mrs. G's Gift Baskets, located on Watertown Avenue in Waterbury. What's on the menu? Talk a bit about the menu at the Grotto Restaurant.
Well, the menu is mostly, it's all Italian. We make our raviolis, we make our cavatelle, we make our meatballs, we do our sausage. We have many different pastas that you boil. We do veal. We do chicken. No steaks, no hamburgers, no French fries. It's basically home-type pasta that I grew up with. And our menu is not a big menu. It's mostly pasta. And we do pizzas.
And they're reasonably priced. I went online, I looked at your menu, and you're able to do this and reasonably price your products, aren't you?
Very reasonable. And this is one reason we think that we've been in the longevity is here, because we don't really charge a crazy price, and we give them a very good-sized portion.
Now, you mentioned that home-style atmosphere, and just looking at some of the pictures online of both the restaurant and Mrs. G's gift basket area, it's a nice, homey setting. Talk about that.
Yes, it is a very homey setting. The idea of the decor for the restaurant is think about a outdoor sidewalk cafe inside. And that's where we have the canopies. And on the walls, if you saw some of the pictures, those are all, and we have two rooms. We have one room now that's a gift shop and one room that's a dining room. And those are all hand-painted murals by members of our family. And one room is all like storefronts with names that we kind of made up to honor some of our family members. The second room is all businesses that were formerly in Waterbury, and they were not in business at the time that we did those. And one, like Waterbury is famous for, well, years ago, it was Jake's Theater, and we have pictures of some of the people that actually performed there. And when I say pictures, I mean the hand-painted murals. The chocolate shop was a well-known little ice cream and candy shop, and all the kids in downtown Waterbury went there after high school. And my mother-in-law actually met my father-in-law there. And so we have a mural of that. We have a mural of a bakery. The Waterbury Watch was famous years ago. Everybody worked there. And there's a storefront depicting that. So there's many, many things. So a lot of history. We have a lot of pictures on the walls of, you know, some of our customers, like the children's. I always call Joe's Kids. You know, they come in and we take the picture, and it is a very, very homey, friendly atmosphere.
How many family members are involved in the business?
Well, right now, just two, Joe and myself. But over the years, you know, between his parents, his brother, and you know, different people, there was quite a few on and off.
Right.
So we have a staff now.
Mm-hmm. You've owned the business, as you mentioned, since 1970. How have things changed over the years from when you first bought it?
Well, basically, our food, the preparation of the food, our passion for the business hasn't changed at all. People love coming here because they say nothing ever changes. They know they're going to get a quality product. What has changed over the years, we went from when the Grotto was in downtown Waterbury, it was just a takeout restaurant. Now, when we came here, we brought in the restaurant, you know, restaurant and dining and all that. We added, you know, wine and beer to the menu. And we also have added gluten-free pasta, gluten-free pizza, which is a newer item. And as Joe spoke before, we've added some different dishes. We have clam fra diavolo, we have calamari fra diavolo, shrimp fra diavolo, the zuppa de pesce. So those are different foods that we have added, but we've never changed the actual making of the ingredients that we put in our product.
Has the development of technology helped you over the years?
No, I would say not. Everything is the same.
Right.
That's what, I mean, again, the people say, you know, Joe, there's what, I love coming here because you're always here and nothing changes. Well, they're right, but it's a lot of hours. It's hard for Bernadette and I to go anywhere during working days together because it's tough if both of us leave. People may want to customize a gift basket. People may want to have certain catering, maybe make things that aren't on the menu. And one of us has to be here. So it's the passion that kept us going.
Because I love to interview people whose husband and wife own the business. How have you been able to get along over these years in business?
Dan, we're with each other 24 hours a day. Last month, we were married 50 years.
Wow.
And we get along. You know, there's times that it gets a little shaky, but we get along good. And people say, you know, what's the, and I hear it on talk shows, what's the secret of your longevity? You've been married X amount of years. I firmly believe that it's respect. It's not money or sex or anything. As far as I'm concerned, once you lose respect, it's over. That goes with your friends. That goes with your wife and husband. So that's what I attribute it to.
Bernadette, what do you say?
Well, I do agree that respect, whether it's your personal life or your business life, is a very strong point. And one thing we don't agree sometimes on this, but we do listen to each other. And Joe is a great idea person. We talk about different things we want to introduce. And then if we both like the idea, we will we'll try it out. And it's things like that, and it is a passion. We do absolutely love with what we're doing. And the other thing I will say is, one thing is, I stay out of the kitchen because I don't cook at the Grotto. That's the one thing I don't do. A lot of other things I do, but I do not cook. So I stay out of the kitchen, and I think that does help a lot. One area, though, that I do get involved with the food, as mentioned before, when I was talking to the people, talking about the product, but I do get a little bit involved with the catering, because we also do, if someone wants something special, like a fruit platter, if they want some little hors d'oeuvres, I take care of a lot of that, and I also take care of, like, the party planning, because we do just about any kind of event that you'd like for a small group, even business events. So we work together. It's really working together as a team, like our staff. We work here as a team, and I think that is really what is important, and also we're here dedicated for our customers. They come first. Like Joe just mentioned before, if they like something cooked a certain way, we ask, if someone's new, we always ask them if they have any food allergies. Do they like something cooked a certain way? And I always tell people, we don't cook with salt. So it's those kinds of things that really, really, I think kept us in business all this long, because their customers know we care about everything. But I do want to just back up on, you mentioned something about, technology. Joe is not involved in that, but I am. And but he's getting a little bit in there. He doesn't want to admit it, though. We do a lot on with the computer now. We are very computer savvy. We do have our, Facebook page. But being on the computer gives us the ability to get a lot of things to connect with people. And that's one thing that we do that I think the Internet has really helped us.
Talking with Bernadette and Joe Graciosa, they are the owners of the Grotto Restaurant and Mrs. G's Gift Baskets on Watertown Avenue in Waterbury. Joe, I'll ask you first, what's the best piece of business advice you were ever given?
The best advice I was given, just be yourself. Don't be a phony. Be yourself and mingle with the people.
Bernadette.
The best business advice that I've received is knowing your product. Again, be yourself. And treat everyone the way you want to be treated.
I mean, it is so important that the customer really comes first, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And one thing, it's they do come first, but the biggest thing is listening to your customer. Now, in my case, especially with the gift baskets, I deal with a lot of people on the phone or in person, all ages. And they want a gift. And they know they want like a basket, but it kind of stops there because they expect me to, or my staff, to give them some help. It's not like they walk in and say, okay, I want this, or that. It's they need some help, and especially depending on the occasion. And that's something I take people over to where the dining room is. We have an area of the gift baskets there. We sit down. We talk about it. I ask them a lot of questions. I even say to people sometimes, I know I sound like I'm a little too detailed, but I really want to make this for you the way you want it to go to your friend, whatever. And it just works. And they're thanking me all the time. You know, oh, you really were so helpful. And it's because I listen to them and I'm trying to translate what are they really asking for? What is the look they want? And people have even said to me, your gift baskets are a work of art. And that is something that really, they just make my day when I hear things like that.
Wow.
Now, Dan, I got to tell you a quick story. The women come in and they know what they want. But a lot of times when the men come in, their wife gives them X amount of money. So they just pick any basket as long as it's in that price range. I had one fella come in, and he wanted it was a thank you basket, and his wife, it was like $54. So his wife gave him around $50 limit, go and get it. But he picked out a baby basket. So I said, wait a minute, what? You told me this was like a thank you. Oh yeah, I said, but this is a baby basket. You can't say, oh okay. So the men, they don't think like the women, and they just go with the money and that's it. But he thanked me very much, you know, for helping him out and all that. There's all kinds of stories with the baskets.
Oh, I'll bet. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that you, Bernadette, received a service award for your work with Literacy Volunteers of Greater Waterbury. Congratulations, and talk a bit about that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And that is something I'm very proud of. I have been on the board for Literacy Volunteers for the past 6 years. And I am also the former president for two. And I did receive their highest award. It's called the Greg and Sibby Lines Service Award. And I was really surprised that, when they told me they wanted to, give me the award this year. And I was especially pleased because when I was in, corporate before, I was in banking for 19 years, I met Sibby and Greg Lyons because she was Sibby was a banker at the time also. And I knew them, and they had talked to me about the organization, and I knew the passion. And everything that those two people did over the years that I knew them, they were just so focused. And to be given that award was really, really an honor for me. And Literacy Volunteers in Waterbury is a little over 40 years now that they've been servicing the Waterbury area, and we're helping adults to, learn English, read, write, understand everything. And it's also very gratifying because I always say we see the difference. The person comes in and doesn't understand or speak English, and then the next thing you know, in maybe a year or sometimes 2 years, they're up in front of a microphone telling their story for in front of over like 100 or 200 people, which are usually family, friends, and people associated with Literacy Volunteers. But it's just amazing. Sometimes there's not a dry eye in the auditorium. We actually have this now the past few years at the Waterbury City Hall Veterans Memorial Hall. And it's a wonderful thing. And you really realize you are making a difference in someone's life.
Wow.
So that's why I'm so happy about that. And thank you so much for, mentioning that.
You're welcome. Bernadette and Joe, how important is it as a local business particularly to give back to the community?
Well, I guess we both can talk about that. Very important. Both Joe and myself have been involved in different community organizations and just for all over the years. Even many, many years ago, Waterbury used to have what they call the Taste of Waterbury. We always participated in that. We had, it used to close down one of Grand Street in Waterbury, and all different, restaurants would come in and And we were there for several years while they had that.
Also, we did the chocolate Easter Seals chocolate show for years and years.
Wow.
Yes, and Joe, tell me, you were the chairperson, I think, for 1 or 2 years for that.
Yeah.
Now that's
chairperson. And
that's terrific.
We do have a long list of organizations that we've been involved in, but we believe in that. I mean, we feel we are. First of all, Joe and I and our families were all born here, and we went to school here. And we have a business that's 78 years old, and we just feel that we want to give back to the community.
You know, there's a certain something about Waterbury that makes it so special. What is it, do you think?
What is special about Waterbury? Many, many things. My grandparents came here from Italy in the 1800s. And they worked and in the factories, and they also had a passion they were so happy to be here, and they didn't say the United States. They always said America. They're happy to be in America. They raised children who all either worked in the factories, got responsible jobs. In the factories, my mother was actually taken out of the factory and put into the office because they said this girl does not belong in the factory. And my dad's family actually built Waterbury. Both my grandfather, my father, my uncle all worked on some of the major buildings in Waterbury. My dad, I know, worked on the post office, the library. Many other buildings. There's also a statue in front of the Republican American, the Christopher Colombo statue, and he did all the original flagstone work around that statue. So there's a lot of history. My grandfather worked at Library Park when they built that big wall around it, and also we have to add Joe to the list, too, because Joe worked for one of the largest electrical contractors in New England. And he worked in the library, and Joe, you can take over for that. So this is why Waterbury people, there's a certain segment that are so passionate and the good things. And not only is the Grotto like a little gem on Watertown Avenue, there's all little other gems around the city, and the people are very passionate about the city and want to bring the best out, because there's a lot of good going on in Waterbury.
Joe, what do you think? What makes Waterbury so special?
Well, no, I have to agree with Bernadette. I don't know. It's the same now as it was when I grew up. We had these factories. The people worked 30, 40 years. Bernadette's aunt worked for almost 50 years. My father worked in the metal hose, American Brass metal hose. Just around 40 years, Uniroyal, Peter Paul Mounds. That's gone now. That's Hartford, New Haven, Bridgeport, Waterbury. It's all the same. They don't have the longevity, but the older people have the commitment to Waterbury. Now they come and go. It's different. I was pretty lucky. Bernadette, she was the president's secretary of the bank, of a bank in Waterbury. I'm a union electrician. I work for Joe McNullis, a great, great man. He was good to me right out of high school. And I wired up the original cross up on Pine Hill. I wired up the lights up at the stadium. I did tunnel work. I wasn't afraid of heights or being closed in or anything. So with that, I worked in all these factories and all, and I got so diversified, and I learned an awful lot. The younger people nowadays, they don't have that anymore. These big corporations aren't here, and I think that's all over the United States, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. In that respect, but I think today the younger generation, the millennials, every group has a name now, they're really interested in the technology That, to me, is the key that is bringing all the younger generation into the forefront of what's happening now. And I do see, I know the chamber is very active. They have the young professionals. They're getting out there now and doing, like, so, quote unquote, like their thing, for lack of a better word. But I do see passion building up in that segment. So that's why, you know, it's not like it was in the past, but yet it's moving along with in a different direction.
I think you would both agree, however, even with today's technology and the social media we have and the computers and the texting and all of that, it still comes down to face-to-face contact, right?
Oh, definitely. I agree.
But that's not there now. These younger people, they don't look at you. There's no face-to-face contact.
Well, that's something that I think that generation needs to learn, because that's really our way of surviving, regardless of all the technology we have. You've got to have that face-to-face interaction.
Yes. And Dan, don't you think, though, that some of these, that issue, if you want to call it an issue, is kind of coming out now with different, perhaps, analysts saying that we do need... people need to put the cell phones down and talk to each other.
Yes, I mean, that's become part of the conversation, and it needs to be part of the conversation.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
It is.
The hours and the days your store is open?
The store is open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Friday and Saturday, it's from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. And, of course, we're talking about the Grotto Restaurant and Mrs. G's gift baskets. Before we wrap up our interview, Bernadette and Joe, anything else you'd like to add?
I think we've covered quite a bit. but I do want to thank you so much for having us on today.
You're welcome. Bernadette and Joe Graciosa, owners of the Grotto Restaurant and Mrs. G's gift baskets. They've been our guest. And Bernadette and Joe, thank you very much for appearing on Front and Center.
Well, thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
It's been a pleasure.